Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
yongera katonda kitaffe ngaliza amaanyi
ogende
maaso okumwebaza kubanga gyali nga bwayogerako mu befeso essula y'enkumi olw'omukaaga katonda omu
kitaawe
wa bonna ali waggulu wa byonna era akola mu byonna ayita mu byonna mwebaze kubanga waali twandibadde bubi nnyo singa tetwayina kitaffe ali mu ggulu weewaawo tumwebaze
Mwebaze
kubanga ye Katonda omu w'amazima era ye Katonda omulamu tetwandiwonyeewo eri ba Katonda abatatunda gwona nsi singa Katonda omu w'amazima ye Katonda Kitaffe n'ekigambo kye bwe tumanye ng'omwana Yesu Kristo wamu ne Katonda omwoyo omutukuvu omwoyo wa Mukama singa tebaaliwo gye tuli bali twandirabye okubonaabona kungi naye tumwebaze oyo akola mu ffe omulimu ogw'ettendo yongere engalo ez'amaanyi mujagulize weebaze Katonda Kitaffe olw'abaweereza bavudde waggulu abasobodde okulabika nga batusomesa ku bulamu ku nsi obulamu ku nsi nga bavudde mu dipatimenti ey'okuna ey'ebyobulamu edipatimenti ey'okuna ebyobulamu
Godly Health Department.
Yobulamu bwa Katonda.
The Godly Health Department.
Muku department.
It's one of the departments.
Zikora government ya Katonda yo. Mu government zokunsi.
Make up God is government and the governments of the earth. Yes.
Government evunanyizibwa.
Government responsible.
Okutabaganya government z'abantu.
To reconcile governments of the world.
Ne government ya Katonda ekolera mu kanisa
weewaawo
badde batulungamya ku byobulamu era nga batwawulirewo obulamu obw'emirundi
esatu
obulamu obw'emyoyo gyaffe obulamu obw'emmeeme emibiri gy'omuggulu n'obulamu obw'emibiri
gyaffe
obulamu obw'emibiri n'omubiri n'omusaayi twebaza nnyo Katonda Kitaffe n'ekyo twongedde okibangukamu mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu omwana wa Katonda omulamu mugulumize omugambe Kitaffe kwebaza kubanga nange wendi mu mulembe guno saaliwo mu mulembe ogw'obutamanya ndi mu mulembe guno weebale Kitaffe gubadde ng'omulembe omubi era ogwonoonesa ennyo naye ate muwandiitira ate era osobodde okunnunula waliwo emirembe gy'abajjajjaffe egitaalimu kumanya egitaalimu kutegeera egitaalimu kwolesebwa egitaalimu kubikkulirwa emirembe egiyise emabega egyogerwako mu zabbuli 78 olw'omukaaga paka olw'omunaana naye emirembe egyo si muwandiitira wabula mu baana be wasuubiza abaali bagenda okuzaalibwa abaana abalimanya Katonda waabwe n'emirimu gy'emikono gye era abaligijulira kwebaza kubanga ndi mu baana abo weebale Katonda Kitaffe weebale Katonda Omwana Yesu Kristo weebale Katonda Omwoyo Omutukuvu Omwoyo wa Mukama nti bwe nali nnondebwa okutondebwa nateekebwa okubeera mu mulembe gw'abaana abaalina okuzaalibwa nga bakumanyi bamanyi emirimu gy'emikono gyo era nga bakujulira kankano neebaza weebale Kitaffe weebale nnyo omwana Yesu Kristo weebale omwoyo omutukuvu zaani ali mu baana zaani ali mu baana abo kyajja kitya okuba omulonde mu bo kyajja kitya nekitaba mu mirembe giri eri weebale weebale ssebo Kitaffe ow'omuggulu weebale nnyo Katonda Kigambo omwana Yesu Kristo weebale nnyo Katonda omwoyo omutukuvu omwoyo wa Mukama weebale okunnonda n'embeera mu mulembe guno weebale okumpalula nateera ondeeta mu kumanya Katonda okujjudde oweereza ba Funeral of God International Ministries tekibadde kyange nze okwereeta mu kifo kino kubanga era tekiri mu muntu okulungamya ebigere naye omutuukirivu analungamizibwanga Mukama bwe wandoboza nga ndiba mutuukirivu wampalula n'ondeeta mu kifo kino nga sinnabafuuka mutuukirivu wandowooza nga ndibeera weebale kubanga wankulemberamu nga bali 8:14 nga bakulembera omwoyo wa Katonda be baana ba Katonda newankubadde nali sinnafuuka mwana wandowooza nga ndifuuka omwana
will become a son.
You
will bring this place. You will be a son. In the light of your
word.
Glory and honor.
We are
yours, God the Father.
We are
the
minister
always. We are
to
God the Word.
We
stand Jesus Christ.
We are
God the Holy Spirit. Spirit of the Lord.
As
to us.
And
thousands of angels. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
For the
exceeding goodness.
Put in our midst.
In the name of our Lord Jesus. Son of the living God. You take your seat. Prepare books of the Holy Spirit. Those where he is to write based in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 1 up to 6. Where there is you, the inner man, your spirit. Where there is your heart, even your mind. For that's where he writes. According to Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31
unto 33.
Promise when we make a new covenant with us.
As we
made it in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he will write his word and his laws in us, in our inner man, in our hearts, even our mind.
Thus,
prepare very well. Restore your soul. Bring it back. You gather up here. Yes. The Psalms 23.
Say,
the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He
leads
me beside still waters. And he's brought you upon his Holy Spirit. And he feeds you the green pastures. That of his word. And is where he's brought you. And he said, he restored my soul. Yes.
May it have
been sitting here in the flesh, but your soul, your thoughts and imaginations, and they are elsewhere. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when he restored them, your spirit has totally come back. You are wholly seated here. Right there is where to write in your life. Yes. Still prepare your book. See whether the neighbor has where they are
to
write. See whether they have where they can write. Tell them you are the disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Spoken Matthew 28:18-20. And the disciple writes, yes, because they are committed to these words, they may be able to teach to others. That's 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1-2. Now, just as you've sat in the counsel of God's words to understand them and to mark them in your book, fulfill Jeremiah 23:18, you always have your book right there. Yes. Now, when the Spirit is writing in you and you too write in your book and you work together,
2
Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1. We are laborers together with him. But in the time of need of scriptures, he just reminds you because you work together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Prove you have a pen.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Bible.
We
are going to read together. What
mm-hmm.
you understand is what you write down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Have you proved they have all? And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and our Bible reader, Teacher James Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry the full knowledge of God. Again, to move rich unto you, the third heaven.
The
paradise of God
and
the throne of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Move
reach unto you the third heaven,
where
there is the paradise of God
and
the throne of God. Yes.
Under
the main heading we've come studying,
the
book of God's mega last agenda on earth,
based
in Africa, Uganda. Yes. Where we see the 9 NBs.
Ebigambo ebyensonga.
What those be are meaningful.
Ebigambo ebyensonga eranga byankizo.
Those meaningful and key.
Ebyokusaka nyesira.
Those to put emphasis.
Mubuweereza funo gy'obugo international ministries.
Full knowledge of God international ministries.
Nemukuitwa kwa Katonda lyamanga gonna.
And in God's worldwide call.
Sina mu Africa Uganda.
Based in Africa Uganda.
Eranga tunulide NB eyomunana.
And we look to NB number 8.
Tuzze tukisoma okumala akaseera.
Come study it for some time.
Engeri Katonda gy'ambikulamu ekitabo ky'okujjukiza lyamanga gonna.
God revealed me the book of remembrance to all nations.
Okuyita
up to 2011. In series of the visions, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
azotals,
you call it teleportation,
famim,
and urim,
the
spiritual transport.
Those
spoken in Job chapter 20,
and
the verse 8.
And
we've moved this our heavenly journey as we sit in the summary. Yes. We began to see the summary of the heavenly journey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As we speak of now, we reached the third created heaven. The third heaven at creation, where there is the paradise of God
and
the throne of God.
I
remember it very well.
We just
ended as we moved in that journey, right from this
earth,
reaching the third heaven. Yes. We started together, me and you.
And
just as we moved,
that our
journey always begins from this planet Earth.
Our
heavenly journey begins from this planet
Earth.
Spoken in Proverbs 8.
In the verse 31.
Yes. And then we move to the fourth created heaven. The last created heaven. The blue heaven you see,
which
makes up the rim below.
As we
read Genesis chapter 28, the verse 12, and we see ladders stretch from the earth and touching the heavens. Yes. The angels. And they descend right from heaven, coming on the earth. As the same time ascend. We were told that this fourth created heaven. This fourth created heaven is what makes up the rim below. Because in the rim above, there are three heavens which were created there. And we understood that God did not create one heaven. Based in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 1. When we connected with Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14, we come to see that God created four heavens. Four heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we knew that according to Genesis chapter 1, the verse 6 up to 7, as God was creating this for heavens, He divided waters which moved the rim above, and that which moved the rim below. Right there is where come, there is the rim below, even the rim above. That's spoken in John chapter 8, verse 23. Now the rim below, made of the fourth created heaven, the last created heaven, the blue heaven you see, which is far high from the earth.
As we read in
Isaiah 55, the verse 9, but in the rim above, there God created three heavens. We read this together and we saw everything very well. Yes, and we moved from this earth, passed through the first created heaven, the blue heaven we see, which makes the rim below, and we headed into the first created heaven in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Just as you see those images right even here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is us, when we read Genesis 28, the verse 12, when we saw light straight from the earth,
they
reached the fourth created heaven, that blue heaven we see, which makes the rain below. Now angels, and they descend upon them onto the earth, and they are sent back to heaven. They have been coming from the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, that found the first created heaven, the rim above. And in summing up, we were told that this first created heaven in the rim above, it's known as the firmament above the heads of the cherubims, and it's of sapphire stone. Yes, it's of the sapphire stone. Those who read them in Ezekiel chapter 10 and verse 1, and they say that firmament which is above the heads of the cherubims is the first created heaven in the rim above. For the firmament, God called it heaven, according to Genesis chapter 1, the verse 8. Yes. And that we started with you. Now when we finished, we moved to the second created heaven in the rim above. Here we find the four living creatures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. That we are told from the earth to reach the second created heaven in the rim above, where we find four living creatures. There are two heavens which open up when you move from the earth. The fourth created heaven, the blue heaven we see, which makes the rim below, it opens up, and you enter into the first created heaven, the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It too opens up. When it opens, you reach into the second created heaven, the rim above, where we find four living creatures. And we are able to read Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1,
the heavens,
that heavens were opened as he was on this earth. The fourth created the heaven, the blue heaven you see that make the rim below, Even the first created heaven in the realm above, where there is the city of God. And then he reached, he saw the vision of God, reached into the second created heaven in the realm above. Now we find four living creatures. And when he saw the vision of God, immediately he saw four living creatures. According to Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 3 up to 4, verse 4 up to 5. But this second heaven that creation, the realm above, where we find four living creatures, it's known as the firmament above the heads of the living creatures. As you see that image, the firmament above the heads of the living creatures. Yes. And it's of the crystal stone. Yes. We studied that with Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 22. And we revealed the mystery of that firmament above the heads of the living creatures. Genesis 1 verse 8. And it is called heaven. Yes. When we finished there, we headed to the third heaven at creation, the realm above.
Where
we find the paradise of God and the throne of God. We were told that right from this earth to reach the third created heaven, there are three heavens which have to open up. Yes. There are three heavens which open up. They open up themselves. When we move from this earth, the fourth created heaven, in the realm below, the blue heaven you see, it opens up, and you reach through the first created heaven, the realm above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, even the columns, it too, it opens up.
And
you reach into the second created heaven, the realm above, where we find four living creatures. It too opens up, and we reach into the third created heaven,
that
the realm above. Spoke in the second Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Yes. And we proved many things that third created heaven in the realm above, where we find the paradise of God
and
the throne of God. Indeed, it's the last. In the realm above, it was the last to be created. When you go beyond it, you've gone to the everlasting. You've gone above all the heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Yes. And we heard
Christ
Jesus was taken into that heaven, lifted from this earth, as he promised in the John 6, verse 62.
Hey.
Yes. The Son of Man ascend back to where he came from.
Mm.
Yes. In the Acts chapter 1, 9 to 11,
you
will see him being lifted, be taken to heaven. Enter the first heaven, neither the second, but he entered the third heaven. Yes. Where we find the paradise of God.
Because
he told the man on the cross, Luke 23, 42 to 43, 42 to 44, in the paradise. But that paradise in the third heaven, in the third heaven.
Obukakafu obulala bwafuniddwa.
Another proof we got.
Yesu yagenda muguru yakusatu.
Jesus went in the third heaven.
Kitundu ekya waguru.
In the realm above.
Eranga lirisembayo mu kitundu ekya waguru.
And it's the last in the realm above.
Singo olusukka.
If you go beyond this.
Obugenze waguru eguli yona.
You've gone above all the heavens.
Wasomye befesa sura eyokuna.
Read Ephesians 4.
Olomwenda nule 10.
The verse 9 to 10.
Yesu yali nyana haita kom naita muguru yona.
Jesus ascended path through all the heavens.
So yatuka muguru yokusatu.
And when he reached the third heaven.
Ino kuita ona yolekera waguru eguli yona.
He had to pass through God above the heavens.
So many things we are
able to read me and you.
I think I've
recapped very well in the summary.
Now there
is a point we ended.
When there are
two things which can't be uttered. Those in this paradise.
According
now we read 2 Corinthians 12,
verse 1 up to 4. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But
the heaven we last covered said that indeed this paradise of God. The heading says that the paradise of God. Is it the same as the garden of God? That known as the garden of Eden? Yes. Is it not that? Yes, that is it. Yes. Now to write down well that heading say, the paradise of God found in the third heaven. Is it the same with the garden of God? That known as the garden of Eden? Yes.
Then
that question be answered. In this our heavenly journey. They moved in the Bible. Meaning it moved in the inspiration of the scriptures. To prove the truth of the entire heavens. Yes. The paradise of God found in the third heaven. Is it the same with the garden of God? Known as the garden of Eden? Are they the same? Yes. Are they really the same?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because when we read, in the 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. In verse 2 up to 4. We heard these words below.
Second
Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 2.
Manya omuntu mu Kristo eyakamala emyaka 14. Oba mubiri simanyi. Oba watali mubiri simanyi. Katonda amanyi.
I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knows, such a one caught up to the third heaven. Verse
3.
And I know such a man, whether in a body, or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. Verse
4.
How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it's not lawful for a man to utter. Yes. That when he reached in the third heaven, he met there the paradise of God. So in the Luganda Bible, they tried to remove the paradise of God. And they just use paradise. Yes. In your English, have you seen?
Yes, paradise of God.
Yes, like it's paradise of God, not just paradise. Yes.
It
can be in a paradise.
Paradise of God.
But paradise of God. I want to prove it's one. You want to prove it's one you speak of. Revelation 2 verse 7. It brings back the word which they removed here. Let's first bring it back. Revelation chapter
2
and
verse 7.
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Yes. Now when you connect 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2 up to 4.
He's
taken to the third heaven and he made it the paradise. You finish it the paradise of God. Because of God the inspiration. That Revelation 2, the verse 7. That it's the paradise of God. Why it's called the paradise of God, you're going to know it. And never ends that paradise. Yes. After you have understood that it's true, what's in the third heaven? It's called the paradise of God. But is it the same with the garden of God? Is it the same with the garden of God? That known as the garden of Eden. Do you think it's the same? If it appears to be the same, then it means Eden. The garden of Eden.
Mesopotamia.
It's not found in Mesopotamia.
Neither
in Iraq, right on this earth. Taking it back to the third heaven. If the paradise of God found in the third heaven, it's the same as the garden of God, known as the garden of Eden. And they are the same. It means always the garden of Eden
is
not found in Mesopotamia. Neither in Iraq. As some of the teachers say, let me help you together.
Now,
when you reach out in the world, and the world is decided that you contend together, you first put the head in and you tell them the paradise of God in the third heaven. Is it the same with the garden of God? That known as the garden of Eden? Yes. If we approve that, and we know that the garden of Eden
has
never been to Mesopotamia, neither in Iraq, as the world has been speaking, as some people speak on God's behalf, and they speak lies about him as they have been saying.
Wanji.
For when we read Ezekiel chapter 31, verse 8 and 9, it speaks of the garden of God.
It
speaks of the garden of God. Does not speak of the garden of Eden. No. Let's read, we see. Ezekiel chapter 31 and verse 8.
Emiberosi ngate jinkana matabige. Nti nemiera moni ngate jifanana insibu kaze. Songa tewali muti mulusukuru wakatonda. Okumwenkana obulungi bwe.
The cedars in the garden of God could not hide it. The fir trees were not like its bough, and the chestnut trees were not like its branches. No any tree in the garden of God was like unto it in its beauty. Yes. Now when you read Ezekiel, chapter 31, verse 8, you have here what they call the garden of God. Yes. Are we together?
We were.
The question is still the paradise of God that's found in the third heaven. Is it the same with the garden of God? That's known as the garden of Eden. Because when
you
read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2 up to 4, connected with Revelation 2 verse 7, discover the paradise of God. It is in the third heaven. Yet
we
read Ezekiel chapter 31 verse 8, and they told us they still what they call the garden of God. Yes, that's where the question has come, that the paradise of God that in the third heaven is it the same as the garden of God that known as the garden of Eden? Yes. That known as
Eden.
The garden of Eden. Yes. Are they the same? Or they are different? In Genesis chapter
3
verse
23,
he says like this.
Genesis
chapter
3
verse
23.
Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. Yes. Here, it's called the garden. The garden of Eden. They
are
not called it the garden of God. They have said the garden of Eden. Now you see what we told you. That is it true? This garden of Eden, that the paradise of God that's found in the third heaven, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 2 up to 4, and Revelation chapter 2 verse 7, Revelation 2 verse
7,
are they the same with the garden of God? That's spoken in Ezekiel chapter 31 verse 8. That's known as the garden of Eden. That you read now in the Genesis chapter
3.
Verse 23. Are they the same?
Ochimani.
You know? The first of all, the paradise of God, the garden of God. Before we prove the first, we want to see the two which are near to each other. The garden of God, first of all, it's the same as the garden of Eden.
Yes.
Those are the same. Those are the same. Let's first prove that. That the garden of God
is
the same as the garden of Eden. Yes. Those words are right in the Bible and they confuse you every day. Let's first prove that the garden of God The same as the Garden of Eden. When we finish, then we prove that the paradise of God that found the third heaven
is
the same as the Garden of God, that known as the Garden of Eden. I was telling you that the Garden of God is the same as the Garden of Eden. These are the same. Just that one who planted in Eden is God.
And
that garden is his.
Hallelujah.
That is something very small. Is it not small? The garden of God. The same as the garden of Eden.
For Eden,
one who planted
in
Eden, it's God who owns it.
Now you
may
read,
get confused that perhaps the other is different from this one, but they are the same. You read Ezekiel chapter 31
in
verse 9, and you hear Ezekiel chapter 31 in the verse 9.
Namufura mulungi olufulero amatabige emiti gyonna egy'omu Adeni egyali mu lusuku lwa Katonda n'okukwatibwa ne gimukwatirwa obuggya.
I have made it beautiful by the multitude of its branches, so that all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of God envied it. Yes.
Emiti gyonna egy'omuki.
All the trees of the garden of Eden.
Egyali mu lusuku lwani.
Those were in the garden of Eden.
Now
you think they are different?
So
the garden of God is the same as the garden of Eden. For God is one who planted
it.
God is one who planted it.
In
Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 13, they call it the
garden.
Eden, the garden of God. Yes. I've seen it. We are in Ezekiel.
Ezekiel, esura ya 28 n'olunyiriri olw'13.
Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 13.
Walimu Adeni olusuku lwa Katonda. Buli jinja ly'omuwendo omungi lyabanga lya kubikkako.
Tusoma bingi. Bategeddedda. But what did that?
We already understood. You repeat. The rest, they will finish it themselves.
Ezekiel chapter 28
in verse 13.
Walimu Adeni olusuku lwa Katonda.
You have been in Eden, the garden of God. That is something very small all along.
Praise
in the Holy Spirit. Forward anointing, understand the words of God.
He
was in Eden, the garden of God. And that is finished.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It means the garden of God. It's the garden of Eden. Yes. You know, when you go back in Genesis chapter 2, verse 9, he says like this. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 9. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 8.
Mukama Katonda nasimba mu lusuku Adeni kuluyi olw'ebuvanjuba n'ateeka omwo. Mukama Katonda nasimba olusuku mu Adeni kuluyi olw'ebuvanjuba n'ateeka omwo omuntu gwe yabumba.
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Yes. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. Yes.
Yes, Waluita, Kugamba. Urusuku in the middle of Katona.
This is called the Garden of God.
It's the same
as the Garden of Eden.
Yes, that it's called
who planted
Katonda it. Yasimba in
God
nimiro.
Planted the garden.
Edeni.
In Eden.
Aha.
Yes.
When
you find that, you should not be confused in the Bible.
Elsewhere,
you may find the Garden of God.
Elsewhere,
you find the Garden of Eden.
And
you wonder.
They
are not different. But we still go back. The paradise of God in the third heaven. Is it the garden of God? That known as the Garden of Eden? That is it true?
Chitufu.
Is it true?
Chitufu.
It is true.
Manilu wa chitufu.
Do you know why it is true?
Omuti ogw'obulamu.
The tree of life.
Oguli mu nnimiro ya Katonda.
That found in the paradise of God.
Oguli
in the garden of God.
Ya Katonda.
In the garden of God.
Emanyikiddwa nga nnimiro ya
Eden. As the Garden of Eden.
Wegumu. Oguli mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
That in the paradise of God that found in the third heaven. Yes, the tree of life. Something you've understood. That the paradise of God found in the third heaven is the same as the garden of God, that known as the garden of Eden. Because the tree of life that found in the garden of God, that known as the garden of Eden, it's the same found in the paradise of God, which is in the third heaven. If they are the same, it straight means the garden of God, that known as Garden of Eden, it's never been in Mesopotamia on this earth, neither in Iraq.
See,
I found this in the third heaven. Have you seen that? Genesis chapter 2, verse
9.
Genesis chapter 2, and verse
9.
And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Yes. Now, have you seen that tree? We look to the tree of life. Have you seen it here? Are you reading with me? Genesis 2, come from verse 8 to 9. But verse 9 says, the tree of life in the midst of the garden. In the garden. It's called the garden. Yes. Yes. Now, even in the paradise. In the paradise of God. Till right there, it's in the middle. It's not on the sides that they differ in location. It's in the middle of it.
The
other paradise is on the other location.
kubikulwa 2 musanvu wasomiona da
Revelation 2:7 you've already read
okubikulirwe sure iyo kubiri no runyiriri olwo musanvu
Revelation chapter 2 verse 7
alino kutu awulira omwoyo kyagambe kanisa awangula ndi muwo kulya ku mutyo gw'obulamu oguli wakati mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. These are the same. Indeed. Haven't you joined up there?
What was connection? Connection, yeah.
Is there a connection right there?
Hallelujah.
Are you connecting?
You connecting the things. You know, you see. When you read Genesis chapter 2, verse
8
and
9. They
show you in the garden of God, known as the garden of Eden,
the
tree of life, it's in the midst of it. But still in the paradise of God that founded the third heaven, till the tree is in the midst, the tree of life, it's in the midst of it. Now these are not different.
Mathematics proved it.
Mathematics has proved it.
X equals Y.
X is equals to Y.
Prove.
You prove it. The paradise of God and the third heaven is the same. Is the garden of God. That's known as the garden of Eden. Because the tree of life that in the garden of God is known as the garden of Eden. It's the same which is in the paradise of God, which in the third heaven.
Proved.
That is proved. It means the garden of God, known as the garden of Eden, is not right on this earth. Yes. Not on this earth. It's not on this earth. It is not on this earth. Have you proved that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are men who told us that it has ever been here and they took it away. Have you moved to prove? Or you are lacking that I add more? You want me to add you more? I add you. Yes. I give you more proof. Adam was formed on this earth. Was taken in the paradise of God in the third heaven. When his seed was just from there, brought back on this earth. I'm adding more proof.
Adam
was formed on this earth, in the paradise of God in the third heaven, when he sinned, he was chased from there, brought back on this earth. Is it not like that? When he was sin, was just brought back on this earth. Let us read. Genesis 2 verse 15.
olubereberye esuula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekuminettaano
Genesis chapter 2 and the verse 15
Mukama Katonda n'atwala omuntu n'amuteeka mu lusuku Adeni alulimenga alukuumenga
And the Lord God took man and put him into the garden of Eden to work it and to keep it Yes
n'amutwala
He took him
you,
I want you to understand
when
they took him took him from where they formed him and they took him elsewhere where they formed him from is not where he remained the language is clear yes he took him from where you formed him and took him elsewhere He took him
Genuine.
Where the garden is. In the garden of God.
Paradise.
The paradise. The paradise of God.
Genuine.
Where it is.
That
known as the garden of God. And the garden of Eden.
Namutuari.
He took him there. To
dress
work
it.
And dress it.
Work it to dress.
To dress it
and keep it.
And keep it.
Omanye bagamba to dress what bagambye gendo
mmene. When is the dress they have not go till it with the hall. That we shall study. Yes.
Kugenda okulabina bimuli bina kuba side
eno. This flowers have
to dressing to be uniform.
Dressing
to dress uniform.
Cause them uniform. Be uniformity. Yes.
To keep just to maintain the
keep
uniform.
To maintain the uniformity.
Aha, tujabira ba.
Which He didn't come with a hole there.
And because
these words are not can't be uttered. They are not lawful for man to utter them. Before we go there, wait. We said they took him. We want to see when they are chasing him from there. And they bring back where they had gotten him from this earth.
They took him.
They took him from here. And we see
they
took him because of sin. They brought him here back. We are in Genesis chapter 3. We are in verse 23.
Luberebere sura yokusato n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwesato
Genesis chapter 3 verse 23
Mukama Katonda cheyavamu jamulusuko Aden alimenge taka mweyajibwa
Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken This is clear They took him. Genesis 2, verse 15. They put him in the paradise. The paradise of God. The garden of God. The garden of Eden. That in the third heavens. When he sins, Genesis 3, they brought him from where? They sent him forth. From the garden. They didn't go. They chased him.
Dayeri.
Back from where we formed you. They formed him from where? Genesis 2. Verse 6 and 7. They formed him from this earth.
Mafia
Mathematics is finished.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That it take him back from where he was formed from. Right on the ground. Let's repeat this verse
23.
Genesis chapter
3,
verse 23.
Mukama Katonda kiyavamu jja mu lusuku Aden. Alimenge ttaka mwe yajjibwa.
Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. Have you seen that?
He
came back to till the ground from which he was taken. He was formed from here. Took him into the third heaven, where is the paradise of God, that known as the garden of God, the garden of Eden. When he reached there, he connived with Lucifer, as we see. They sinned. They chased him from there. Yes. They chased him from there. Brought him back here to till the ground from which he was taken. That's Genesis chapter 3. We are in Genesis 2, verse 6 to 7. Genesis chapter 2, and verse 6. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Verse
7. Namfumu munyindo omuko gwobulamu obuntu nafuka ememe namu.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. When they chased him from the paradise, the paradise of God, that known as the garden of God, and the garden of Eden, they brought him from where they
put
him. They saw mist rose up from the ground of the earth.
From the,
this earth, yes. He spread waters. He formed man.
Yes.
With the dust of this earth on the ground. When they brought him, you know, he brought him back here. You still want to agile? You still want to agile? Take me to the cherubims. The cherubims who covered the way to the tree of life. On this earth, where are they? Why was just from the garden? Lest they eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise in the third heaven. Yes. We have told you. If they took you from Mesopotamia or Iraq, and the paradise of God is there, and they brought him at the river Nile, where man began from, and they formed him. If it's me, I foot back here. I go
of
the tree of life, I will not die from here.
I
would have made a way to pass the waters.
European explorers,
they came here from Europe to Africa. Are we together? If you agile, show me the tree of life,
Mesopotamia.
Show me the turning swords, and show me the cherubims who guard the way to the tree of life. I will show you that they are in heaven, they are not on this earth. And before I go in that, that's on a Saturday. Let me go in your books. Now I'm holding the phone. Am I not holding this phone? This is a phone. I'm going to search for the word paradise. Let me give you your own proof. I'm going to the dictionary. Search for the word paradise.
Definition yesoka.
The first definition.
Ekifo emyo gy'abatukuvu.
The place where spirits of the holy ones are believed to live after death. Perhaps they ate at Mesopotamia on this earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bagambi definition is so.
They said the first definition.
Ekifo.
A place where souls of the holy ones are believed to live after death. So this is right, they are wrong. The dead souls, how can they again live there? Here we say spirits of the holy ones. Where they live. After unclothing the body, what you call death.
Definition.
Second definition.
A garden where Adam and Eva first lived after being created.
Enimiro Adam ne Eva webasoko kubera oluvanyuma lokutondebwa. They didn't remain where they was created from.
Somewhere
they were taken to live.
Haven't
we connected with scriptures? After being created, they didn't remain. They have somewhere they first took them to be
paradise
in the
God.
Paradise of God. That's the garden of God, the garden of Eden. Are we together? The third definition.
A very pleasant place.
Ekifo ekirungi. Ekisanyusa.
A place full of lush vegetation.
A place full of lush vegetation. I think Genesis chapter 2. Verse
8.
And then he planted a pleasant.
Pleasant trees.
Pleasant trees there. These ones right here, they are true.
Mesopotamia.
They proved it, it's not there. You know when we shall reach there? There are four main things right in that garden. There are trees pleasant for the eyes.
Food, good for food.
And they are those good for food. And therefore eating fruits. Yes. And there are the tree of life. Of knowledge of good.
They
are four, but all of them, they are different. We've not reached that point.
Let
us leave that. But next Saturday,
we
want to prove the tree of life and the sword, the turning sword, even the kelvins, those who guard the way to the tree of life, they in heaven or at Mesopotamia on the earth. If they will be in heaven, the cherubim still are there in heaven. To you, the tree of life, you understood where it is. Maybe you want to see the turning sword. And you also see the cherubim, those found in heaven. They are not even on this earth.
They are
right on the way which take us ahead to the second heaven at creation. Go beyond the second heaven. Move to the third heaven where we find the paradise.
We shall
see also the way they
guard
the way to the third heaven where the paradise begins. You come next Saturday. Now next Sunday, we look to these four things found in this garden. Some of which trouble most people. There are three pleasant for the eyes, all pleasant things. They even those speaking, they converse. We are going to enjoy this paradise. In the third heaven, may God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for studying with us. Thank you for writing. Thank you for believing. Already put in action, even to teach many others. God count it be a blessing.
Amen.
Amen.